We are still wishing you a Merry Christmas. It's the day after Christmas, but it's Christmas weekend, so it all counts, right, Mike?
It does.
Indeed. It's the good stuff, and I want to say season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the endearing heritage of the West.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board thanks you for coming to visit us in 2025, and if you didn't make it this last year, come in 2026. Check out 50 things to do, like a river trip, a lake trip, museum trip, waterfalls, whatever you want to go see, check it out at visitvalentine.com. And, of course, the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas season. Merry Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick and staff. And, Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff today?
Here's a cute little piece. Buying your own gift. Last Christmas, Grandpa was feeling his age and found that shopping for Christmas gifts had become too difficult. So he decided to send checks to everybody instead. Sometimes that happens. In each card he wrote, buy your own present and mail them early. Now, that's an important part of this message. In the card he wrote, buy your own present. He enjoyed the usual flurry of family festivities, and it was only after the holiday that he noticed he had received very few cards in return. Puzzled over this, he went into his study, intending to write a couple of his relatives and ask what had happened. It was then, as he cleared off his cluttered desk, that he got his answer. Under a stack of papers, he was horrified to find the gift checks, which he had forgotten to enclose, with the cards.
Uh-oh.
So when he said, buy your own present, he really meant it.
That's true.
Oh, cute.
Here's a little Wisconsin humor from Ken Fitting. If you consider it a sport to gather your food by drilling through 38 inches of ice and sitting there all day, hoping that the food will swim by, you might live in Wisconsin.
Indeed.
Or we might say Minnesota or North Dakota or some of those other fun states.
Yes, indeed.
If you're proud that your region makes the national news 96 nights each year because Park Falls is the coldest spot in the nation, well, you might live in Wisconsin. If you have ever refused to buy something because it's, quote, too spendy, you might live in Wisconsin. If your local Dairy Queen is closed from November through March, then you might live in any of our states around the area. If you instinctively walk like a penguin for 5 months out of the year, you might live in the upper Midwest. If you may not have actually eaten it, but you have heard of head cheese, well, then you might live in Wisconsin.
Indeed.
If you have either a pet or a child named Brett, you might live in Wisconsin. I think that's after Brett Favre.
That's what I would guess. I'd put myself right out there on that one.
If you think that ketchup is a little too spicy, you might live in Wisconsin. If every time you see moonlight on the lake, you think of a dancing bear and you sing gently from the land of sky blue waters, you might live in Wisconsin. If you carry jumper cables in your car and your wife and or girlfriend knows how to use them. If there are 7 empty cars running in the parking lot at the Fleet Farm store at any given time. And a couple of others. If you refer to the Packers as we, down south, you mean Illinois, and you find minus 20 degrees just a little bit chilly, you might live in Wisconsin. A little humor today for our Wisconsin listeners.
Yeah, that's cute. You know, it's been interesting. It's been unusually warm weather, so it's a little hard to relate to those right now. One magical season, a surprise was waiting for Maria and her family under the tree. 3-year-old Maria's new secret puppy pooped under the Christmas tree before her father could put it in hiding. When Maria came home from her grandma's on Christmas Eve, she ran to the tree to take another glance before going to sleep. She instantly spotted the stinky surprise. Seeing the poop on the floor, Maria quickly ran into the kitchen to her mother. Mom, I think you need to give the Christmas tree a time out. Why? Her mother asked. It pooped on the floor.
Uh-oh. A case of mistaken identity.
Yes, indeed. Hey, you know what? We've had so much fun. From the Valentine Public Library's December calendar, let me share a couple of those before we wrap it up today. Like, how about this? What did the doctor say to the gingerbread man with an injured knee?
I don't know.
Have you tried icing it?
Oh, put it back together with some icing.
Isn't that cute? What do you call a dog who loves Christmas?
I don't know.
Feliz Navi dog.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, let's throw one more in. Do snow globes ever get scared?
No, they don't.
No, but occasionally they get shaken.
A little bit, anyway.
Indeed.
And of course, coming up in 2026, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Tri-State Livestock News wishes you a happy 2026. You can check them out at tsln.com.
And that's the good stuff.